Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. Who's this?
Ruth? Yes, this is Ruth.
Ruth, hi, it's Elaine from Pennsylvania.
Oh, hi, Elaine.
Hi, did you get my email this week, Ruth?
Yes, I did. I think, was it about gold training?
Yes, it was about the gold training in Lancaster area, Harrisburg.
I just sent it to Dennis so that maybe he would send it.
Okay, good. And also I sent you an email about your reproductive residual income flyer. Well, it isn't a flyer, it's a program.
Uh-huh.
And I really like that, and I've been showing it to people, and it's working. People are excited.
Oh, that's great. I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that some more this evening. I'd like you to share that.
Okay, thank you. I have one question for you, and that's what I think I asked you in the one email. A lot of my friends are single, and they were wondering if $100, a little bit over $100 a month, would work, and I said, well, sure, the figures would be half.
And what we're just talking about is the average is $200.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk about this a little bit more, about that to be the average, and so some will have 300 and some will have 100.
Right.
I see
what you're saying. But I said, I don't see a problem with whatever as long as it's over that, because then you qualify for all the shipping, you qualify for the bonus check.
Yeah, they need to have $111, I think, for them to be sure that they're over 100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You know, it's 6:33 here in Pacific Northwest. It's even still a little light. Maybe that's because we have a big fat moon out there. Half fat.
Mm-hmm. We had 87 degrees here in Pennsylvania today.
Really?
Oh, it's been warm. It's been really warm for this time of year.
I guess.
Yeah. So the end of October almost, and we're supposed to get it rain tonight and change in temperature starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good evening and welcome to the Gold Challenger Call. Everything is getting more exciting by the day. Have the nutritional presentation sort of finished. It still has some work to be done on. I'm actually doing some more work on the repetitive income one as well. And so we'll get those down to they're really easy to present with just some bullet points instead of a bunch of words.
I need the words.
Well, I will do a presentation again with them, or other people probably will also, and then you'll be able to listen and hear what we say and just listen to it over again.
Okay, that was Mary Lou.
I thought you were Elaine. Yeah. Tricky lady, you.
I like all your words. And I recorded you earlier today, and so because I'm going to do this tomorrow night.
Well, I was going pretty fast. Good thing you're recording instead of writing. I kind of like going fast, though. Keep everybody on their toes. Nobody falls asleep.
Right.
So, who all do we have? My partner here, Mary Lou Reardon. Not that you are all my partners, but... Mary Lou keeps me on track and helps me in so many ways here in the Northwest. And so we've just been doing this for, how long have you been in Ecan, Mary Lou?
Well, actively.
Yeah.
Actively since 1994.
Wow.
But kind of inactively, socially, from 1992.
Wow.
Thanks for keeping me social.
So we have Elaine Matthews from Pennsylvania, and
okay.
Who else do we have?
Hi, Mia.
Who was that, Dan?
Tim's here. Tim's here.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Hi.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Mary Lou, how you doing?
Great.
Are you finished with your presentation there, Tim?
I'm on my way home, you betcha.
Okay, great. I've sent everybody the preliminary wellness nutrition presentation, so you get there, pop that up on your computer.
Okay.
So we'll be And who else do we have here? Waiting for everybody. But we don't have that many on our gold. We're going to have to go around and fish up some more gold. But we have so many platinums, I told them I had to have, I have a column, I use this notebook, and I have a column over here on the right-hand side, in the margin. And so that's where I write down how many wellness consultants and how many new auto ships and how many new preferred customers. I'm surprised at how many new preferred customers we keep getting. Okay, so they're going to have some over there to be able to stay on the participating part of the call. What do you think about that idea, Mary Lou?
I thought that was a great idea, and I'd love to see that sheet.
What sheet?
Well, where you've got that column on the far right-hand side.
It's a notebook and a piece of paper.
Oh! I can do that!
I check, low check, Mary Lou.
Thank you, well, that's great! I think that's a great idea, Ruth, because that's really the bottom line.
Well, when we have, we have many, then we have so many people that would like to talk, and so I need to have the people only talking really that are being really productive.
Right.
And so we need to get enough gold so that we have that same stipulation. But, you know, and also when we're leaders, if we're focusing on a non-platinum leg, we can count those downline ones, too. If they're all first level when you don't have a platinum in between, when you don't have an active platinum in between. I consider them first level, just like the first ones.
But okay.
I would prefer myself keeping them separate and saying these guys are just sponsored under me or they're downline, or not in my personal group anyway. But... I would keep track of those separately if I were doing it, which I am going to be doing it. So I'm going to keep them separate.
Okay, so tell me again now, if we sponsor a preferred customer in a kind of an inactive leg, we'll just count them, and I mean when we're reporting on the call, we'll just say that. I mean, we'll count them in our own count, but we know where they are.
You can do it either way you want.
Okay.
You can say personal group or. Personal or downline.
Okay.
Personal downline. And what we will just establish is that criteria for that downline to count is not under another active, well, even in that, under anyone else who's counting it.
Right. Okay.
Not counting it for a challenger call. We've got to really get our people wound up and ready to go for our Pathfinder calls, too. So I need to get that out. I'll get that out today that we're going to be starting those so that we find out if we're having a Pathfinder call or who is going to be having a Pathfinder call by whom it's going to be on there. So let's get started. Elaine, let's hear how your week went. What was most exciting? And do you have anything from my right-hand column, a new preferred customer, a new in your personal group or in your downline who's not under active? Platinum or even maybe an active gold if that person is already reporting. Or whatever else. Auto ship people, we like those over there in that column. Somebody said they could look at their downline report and find out they had a bunch of, was that you, Manu? Who said that?
You can set the column up. You mean to look down your downline? You can choose that as a auto ship so that it shows exactly how much they do in auto ship every month. You just go right down your downline and you can see it. Is that what you're asking?
I was asking how somebody knew that they had new ones.
Not new auto ship. I had a 31% increase in sponsoring already this month.
Wow.
Our group.
Oh.
Yeah. Over last month. Yeah.
That was very exciting.
Very. The month's not over yet.
No. We're just barely in the middle here. Okay. Elaine.
Yes.
across the speaker. I was recording part of this so that I can listen to it later.
All right.
I sponsored a new person this week.
Okay. Good for you.
So I'm proud of that, and I've been working. I have some people that are really seriously considering this, so I'm excited about that. And on Saturday, we have an event in Lancaster, Super Saturday with Baseballsters coming. And Roger Drummond's going to be here. So I've been busy working to get people there, you know, just to see the vision of NECAN and of course, an educational event, too, for them.
Yes.
So I was just getting into my computer here. I was driving when I originally called, but I am home now, and I got to get ready for work because I have to leave here at 10. But I don't see. I really don't know how to check some of this stuff. But
let me be sure, Elaine, that I have you on that list. The gold. And not there. Okay. So I first of all I've
got somebody else coming on. Hello.
Hi, Mary Lou. This is Steve Crowfoot.
Hi, Steve Crowfoot from Utah.
How are you?
Great.
Did you get my message, Steve Crowfoot?
Yes, I did.
Oh, great, great. Because we had a great time in Utah. We'll have to share.
Cool.
Good seeing you.
Cool. So I'm going to be back in a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Ruth, are you going to share your columns on the right-hand side?
Oh, we have these columns on the right-hand side.
Oh.
The right-hand side, right-hand side. And on the columns on the right-hand side are... Mary Lou thought I had some kind of fancy form, and I said, this is even notebook paper.
I've caught on. I've done it now, too.
And that's where I write. For new preferred customers, how many new auto tips, how many new wellness consultants, and I have C for personal group and D for group, because you can report either one as long as they're not a downline platinum, which I don't know anybody has a downline platinum.
Silver call?
They could.
Yeah, they could.
They certainly could.
I think we were headed there. We had a downline gold when we were silver.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
exciting.
Ray Schwab. Yeah, Ray Schwab. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's find out what is new and exciting in the lives of all you superstars. Linda. I don't know who's first. Mary Lou does, probably.
Hey, Linda. Yeah, Linda.
Oh, well, it doesn't make any difference. But we had such an exciting week. As I told you Monday, we took off on Wednesday to go 4 days, first time we've ever done this, to one of our partners that's in Salt Lake City, and we went with the idea of doing the 21 Club and doing one-on-ones and a preview if asked, you know, just whatever, and then in between we would train. So we ended up only getting 13 rollouts, but boy, I mean, we trained each other. We trained them into how to do rollouts. We borrowed a massage table and just had a wonderful time tripping around with our things. They live way away from, about 30 minutes away from Salt Lake. So it's pretty much out in the boonies of Eagle Mountain. So a lot of the people she knew and family members didn't live in that area. So we went to a farming community of Delta and did lots of one-on-ones, and then we went into Salt Lake, did some rollouts, and then did them in Eagle Mountain. I set a goal for 10 new contacts. We did 11. Actually, we did 13 rollouts. We did a husband-wife, so I couldn't count them. Double. Then other follow-up, I said I'd do 10 as a goal, and I was only able to get 5 on the other follow-up of my own, our own. And then downline, I said I'd do 10 contacts of downline, and I've done 12. We have the positive things that we did is we did have one sign up, and out of 10 Salt Lake people, 9 of them are very interested and definitely in the process. So we're working with Dorothy and Alan on how to go through that particular thing. And then I saw a few people were very close to losing their wholesale membership in our line, so I contacted them, and one of our downline, I got them re-signed up, so that was a good thing. I contacted another downline, and she's interested in trying the business again, so I emailed her the RIP thing, and we're going to go over that in the next couple of days. She actually put me in contact with somebody today, which was fun.
Whoa.
Of course, that somebody wanted to know if Nikan paid for insurance, which was interesting. But anyway, we may, you know, be able to, you know, do a one-on-one with them. So that was our week. It was a very full and fantastic week.
That was nice. Very good. Report of what a person needs to do in a week. Some of you, I don't know if any of you are very new, but you noticed how Linda said what her goal was and what her actual was. Repeated through this. And I really like having her do that because I think that's a really good idea for people to do it. But actually, I don't know that we need to hear that much on a report, but thank you for doing it this time, Linda.
Okay, I've changed my goal for next week, though. Do you want me to give it to you?
Yeah, I'd like to know what you're going to do next week.
Okay. First of all, we're having a grandbaby, but that's not Megan. That's the family part. 5 new contacts, 10 follow-up, and 10 downline contacts. I'm going to be going over my preferred customer list and trying to stir up auto ship with OsteoDam.
Okay.
Now, I marked her down for 2 new wellness consultants because she really saved one. Wouldn't you call that 2 new?
No.
No, 1 and 1?
Well,
she has somebody that has fallen off.
Well, she hasn't totally fallen off.
Oh.
This was not going to renew.
Okay. Well, you know, as a business builder and a silver, I thought that was very important to have everybody here, you know. I think everybody here is probably doing this kind of thing, maybe, but maybe not. And when Linda takes care of details with people so well, that she doesn't lose the people, and I really do appreciate that. It's nice that she does that ahead of time instead of waiting for 2 months and then calling me up and saying, "What can I do? They're gone."
I've done that too, Ruth.
So good job, Linda. And Ben.
Thank you.
Okay. Ben's
listening from across the hall here.
Okay.
Great job. Then we've got Elaine Conley from Ohio.
Go ahead and explain.
Evening. This week was really terrific for me. My goal was to be in contact with 2 downline consultants, and I was in contact with 5. I had a goal of 20 new contacts. I had 18.
Wow.
The best thing that happened to me this week was I have a new leg, and it's gone down 3 levels so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit the best last week. And then this week I have 2 networking events, one with a long-term care administrator group and then another with volunteers that I do in downtown Cleveland. My goal was to have 4 new auto ships. I had 1. And I also wanted 1 wellness consultant and 2 preferred customers, and I signed up 3 new wellness consultants.
Wow.
And I have 3 sponsorship meetings this week.
How many?
Good. 3.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was 38 this week.
Wow, you sound like a platinum or something.
I'm diamond, actually.
Sorry.
Yes, she is.
Oh, great.
Reading, I finished reading
discovering it on the calls, but it is a very good book to get read.
So my goals for next week are, my goal is to keep contact with two downline consultants, another 20 contacts, and four new autoships, and two preferred customers, and another wellness consultant.
All right. Good job.
Thank you.
So, who's next, Mary Lou?
Next is Jeannie from Arizona.
All right, Jeannie.
Hey. Well, my daily goal was four new contacts a day and one ABC. On the first day that I worked, I did three ABCs. And I had four new contacts, but then the rest of the week was more follow-up, and at the end of the week, I had a lot of dripping, I call them my dripping-on contacts at the swap meet where I'm working. So I had nine new contacts and four ABCs this week. One did a business overview online, and I visited with three of my downline people, and I think probably my most exciting thing this week was I talked with a dear friend of mine who I'd love to have on my team, and I approached her when I was new in the business, and we had a really long conversation, and she just complimented me on the fact that I wasn't hounding her, and that she thought that Meekin was an awesome company, and just some things like that. You know, their training must be great, and she's got other people pounding on her with other things, and so... I thought it was a very positive thing, and I know that eventually she's going to my business. But
well, maybe you can talk to her about maybe showing those pounders Meekin.
Yeah, exactly. And we are going to get together again and have a lunch pretty soon, along with her husband and my husband, too, so it'll be kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't scheduled that yet, but we're going to.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have any auto ships this week, and I am still, all of this writing down figures and numbers and stuff is still overwhelming for me, so you should see my day runner, it's just scribbled everywhere.
I see about sending, one of those report things that we use in... I don't know if we use it for Pathfinders, but I've used it for a long time.
Goal you can control, like your assessed success?
Yeah, assessed success.
I like that.
Yeah.
I have one here, and it's empty, and I'm going to make copies of it, and I'm going to fill it out this week.
Yeah, just little chicken. Yeah, you can put little chicken scratches in the days. That's what I do, and I flip it over and jot the names down on the back.
Oh, that's how you have to do the tallies on the front.
Yeah.
Is there anyone who needs that? Okay. Let me know. Email me if you do.
And my goal for this coming week is 15 new contacts, 5 ABCs, 5 downline contacts. I'd like to get one auto ship. I'm going to gold training this weekend in Tucson with one of my girls, and so that'll be very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jeannie, our people from Salt Lake will be there, Dorothy and Alan McFarland.
Oh, good.
I'll
write down their name. Dorothy and Alan?
Yes, McFarland.
Okay. Great.
So say hi.
I will. They're in Utah, huh?
Yep.
Okay, I'll do that.
You know, another thing I'd kind of like to know is how's it going in finding your first six people? That are gonna do the repetitive or reproductive income thing.
Yeah. I'm still. I don't know. I think it's probably simpler than I'm making it.
We're gonna, if we get enough time, I think we will here. Run through the nutritional part of that because it's you really need to have the nutritional part to do it. I think.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I have the preliminary done. It's not finished. It's just preliminary. But we can go through it so you can get an idea of what it's going to be.
Okay. That'd be awesome. So shall I set a goal for that, too?
Yes. think everybody should set a goal for how many, if you're wanting to build that, I can't remember what I said when. Did I tell you guys the difference in if you did it for 5 years, how much money you would make on the wellness home?
No, you haven't told this group.
Okay. Okay, so I was thinking about all this after Saturday. We had a group here, and I did the first nutrition presentation right following the repetitive reproductive income plan. And then I think everybody got excited, but I certainly did. And so then I thought, you know, if you did this, if it took you about 5 years to do this, you'd have however long it took you when you had 55,000 people total when you reached that sixth level and have all that filled, they would all have a wellness home. And so I would figure that would be more than $5,000 volume, so I'll just multiply and see how much that would be. And it turned out that you would make $16 million on the wellness home product. Oh, that wouldn't be too bad if it lasted you. It took you 5 years. If over a five-year period you made $16 million extra dollars, and so, that was pretty good, and I would go back upstairs and starting to go to bed again. And then I thought, well, if it were 5 years, how much would the auto ship be?
Wow.
Run back downstairs again, multiply that out. And so the total on that sixth level was the income that when the month that you hit that was $670,000. I figured 640 for some reason. I figured it wrong. So on a lesser amount, $640,000 that month on just your auto ship people. So I multiply that times 60, and you make $38 million.
Wow.
And it's in addition to your 16. But the interesting part is really that the auto ship, you out earned the wellness homes.
Wow.
Yeah, over double.
More than twice as much.
And that was after you've got all those six generations in place and everybody's on auto ship. If you never sponsored anybody else and those people just stayed there, that's how much you'd make. That was, when you first said 38 million, I thought, oh, you're keeping on adding those people in, but you aren't.
That was the beginning of the ones we had.
Yep, very, very powerful.
Wow. That's awesome.
Okay.
So let's go do the fill in those blanks. Oh, and then Dan was here, and he was on our call just now, on the gold call, and he said that he went in his downline, and he has a downline. He hasn't been active for over 5 years. And he has a downline platinum, and they haven't been active now for quite a few years either because the wife has passed away. And so he went, but he does have a bunch of people in there that were really product-oriented. And he went in, and he said, well, there was one that had $28 auto ship, but he took all the ones that did have auto ship and figured the average of them, and it was $276 a month auto ship.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So you really teach them about this, and they do get their wellness home. I think people and they jump to some events. All those things cause them to be more tied into NECAN, and they stay there. Obviously, they stay. I mean, Dan started this business like the second meeting we ever had in NECAN. We sponsored Wayne and Sherry Martin in Yakima. Were one of our. I think they were at our first meeting on December 20th, 1991.
Wow.
And they sponsored Dan right away. And so he's been with us for quite a long time. Really nice guy. He's a carpenter by trade. Okay, let's go ahead, Mary Lou.
Okay, next is Pina Cazzetto from Tri-Cities, Washington. Hello there. I'm just so excited I can't even think straight right now. I said I was going to do 18, but the way I do things, and if it's the wrong way to do it, you let me know, because I follow MJ Durkin. I meet people, I put them on the list,
and I call them. If I don't get a hold of them, I keep calling them. I may leave a message if they have voicemail and so on and so on. So I did my full 18, and I've done follow-ups, and I couldn't tell you how many. I'm just on the phone. I sometimes can't even keep track. Like she said, she has chicken scratches everywhere. And then I'm working on a party, my WWW party for tomorrow night. And I have met new people in the neighborhood. I went door to door to deliver the invitation. I did 20 of those all this weekend, and I've been putting them on the mailboxes and everything. And right now, it looks like I have about 26 that come in tomorrow night.
My goodness.
Yay!
Good,
I'm so excited, I can't even, I'm just so excited for that. I have new people that's never seen it. I have downline that's bringing people, and it's just going to be awesome.
Why, I guess. You're going to get your six all in one night.
Yep, absolutely. I'm going to get all my 18 in one night.
Maybe you'll even get seven in the second level.
And Mary Lou is coming, so I'm just, we're all just really excited. So, we're anxious to see how this is going to work out and if we need to tweak it a bit or what we'll need to do for the next one, because I plan on doing several of them.
Well, sounds like you're doing an awfully good job, Tina.
I just, like I say, you know, to keep my numbers straight and stuff, all I do is just work on my activity tracker that MJ Durkin gives me, and I mean, I follow that. I write down the appointments. I did last Monday night. I had a preview for downline. That's why I couldn't be on the call. And that wasn't so great, but that's okay. Some will, some won't, so what?
You keep talking to people like this, you're going to have lots of things to put in my right-hand column here.
Yep, I did not get any new wellness consultants or anything, but they're coming. They're in that funnel, so I'm working them.
Yeah, she's got, and Tina's got, she does have a new wellness home consultant this month, too, so she's gonna really crank out some great volume this month. So.
What do you mean a new wellness home consultant?
Yeah, she does.
Well, that's in the right-hand lane, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well. How come you didn't tell me that, Tina?
Because it was 2 weeks ago, and she didn't report it because she wasn't on last week. So I'm dragging her up.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey. And they bought a wellness home.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. This is great. Let's go.
And AutoShip. That person went on AutoShip as well.
Okay. I also had last week, I also had a customer, too, a preferred customer.
Okay, so there we go. She filled up the, she put something in each square.
She filled up all her space. We give everybody three lines. One for the wellness consultants, and one for the auto ships, and one for the preferred customers. I didn't know we got so many preferred customers. No wonder there's so many of them. Good job.
Thank you. I'm just saying, I'll be excited that for my next week's call to see what happened tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
I'm excited on that one, so.
Great.
Okay. Great. We've got Margaret in Tennessee. Do you want everybody to tell how many contacts they're making? This is kind of what we had been doing before on the Challenger call, but, you know, maybe we just need to talk about what was the most exciting and what we're going to do this next week and fill in those right-hand columns.
Right. That's probably what we should do. I like hearing them, and I know that you need to have them, but the bottom line is what really counts, the right-hand column. And
yeah.
What's most exciting, you know, we're finding on the calls that if we share the things that are most exciting and that give other people ideas, come up here that I thought were really good, just the way that things were handled, that just, I think it was a good teaching. We want to have it be, have it as a team that we're inspiring and teaching others, and too many details kind of we'll drag it down a little, even though we think it's all exciting.
Right. Because I think we, you know, we all know now about how many activities we want to, we need to have, but really it does get down to the bottom line. And then, like if Pina's party is really outstanding, she'll want to share that next week.
Yes, I think so.
I mean, I expect it will be outstanding. She's really put a lot of work into it.
Well, come on, not if, it will be outstanding.
I said it will be because you put a lot of work into it already. Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to be wanting to know, you know, I'm going to leave four, next week I'm going to start having four lines for each one of you because I want to know how many you have of your six, first level or second level, wherever they are, of the people who are, who want to reproduce.
Okay, so those will be people that will come on as wellness consultants and be on auto ship, correct?
Well, they could be on auto ship and just be wanting to use the products. No, they would want to also do the whole program right down to six levels. If they get the picture and they want to do it.
Okay.
So it's a business builder. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, who's next?
Margaret from Tennessee.
Okay.
And shall I tell what I did this week? Or, well, anyway.
Well, the most exciting thing, Margaret, if you want to do just the most exciting thing and your results.
Okay, well, the most exciting thing, I think, is some of the responses I have received from the contacts that I made from the appointments. I have some people who are interested in osteodance. I have a guy who's interested in Air Power 5 and some mag steps. And so I feel like that I'm going to get some people for next week. Who are on auto ship and also some preferred customers. And so to me, that that's beginning to look up, and I'm real pleased with some of the results I've gotten, the responses that I have received from these people. And I expect this week to be more exciting than last week.
That sounds good.
So,
no new people. You didn't, nobody in those right-hand columns yet, though.
Right, nobody.
Right. But you're working, she's working really hard there. We know that, so.
Margaret always works really hard.
Yeah, I've got some, I think I have some pretty good prospects right now, so I just got to follow through with them this week, and then I have a few, some new contacts to make as well. So I've been getting leads from the Chamber of Commerce, which I suppose they're going to stop about this week, and then I visited a B&I chapter, which I won't be going to anymore. I don't get to go back anymore since I've been twice. But anyway, I'm picking up new people as I go along now, and I'm kind of excited about some new contacts that page.
Well, good. That's great. That's a great report. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going, I'm going to Tennessee, too, next month.
Yeah, okay. We're going to have some really good reports then.
Well, she's working on getting these people all together. Okay. All right, now we got Jerry Hickson from Florida. Hello.
Oh, wow, I keep wanting you to be in Texas. I don't know why.
Okay. I think the last time I saw you was in Texas at the Pathfinder.
Maybe that's why.
We drove all the way from Florida to Texas. That was quite a drive.
That was exciting. I think my most exciting thing, really, this week is I figured out, you know, we were talking about scribbling on and trying to keep track of all this stuff, and as I write down in my day timer people's names and stuff, I've gotten, so if they're brand new contacts, I put a little heart by their name. If they're a follow-up, I put a circle around the heart. And if they're downline, I put a star by their name. And if it's an ABC, I just write ABC real quick. So it's helped me to be able to add up those numbers a lot better. Because I was like that. I had things scribbled all over the place. And I didn't know who was what. But I have a question a little bit about this right-hand column thing. Because you were just kind of, explain that a little bit more and exactly the what's on that.
The results. Uh-huh. How many preferred customers, how many wellness consultants, how many new auto ship, or how many new people who have seen the repetitive reproductive income plan and has said, I want to do that. I want to be
okay.
One of those. And so eventually it may be that those the people who are on the right-hand column will be the ones who are going to be talking, and then others will be listening.
Okay. So that will be business builder. Okay, wellness consultants, auto ship, preferred customers, and business builders, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Thanks for asking that, Jerry, because I wasn't clear on it yet myself.
It's the results.
Yep. Okay.
But some of the things that we'd like to hear also are what was exciting and how did you make this happen? And a lot of times, so if you're reporting these, I'm going to say, well, how did you get that person? That's what we'll be asking. How did that come about? And what are you doing where you're getting these people, especially if you're getting some of the top things over there? We want to know, how are you doing that? And then as you share, then it will help give other people ideas. Okie doke.
That sounds good.
Okay. So what did you have this week?
Oh, on numbers-wise, I had 7 contacts, 2 ABCs, 8 call-ups, and have 17 downline. Now, the way I did that was a lot of them, I just, every time I talked to a downline, they had a star by their name. So some of them were the same people that I talked to several times. But I am noticing kind of a pattern where I'm talking to a lot more downline than I am anything else. And I'm going, maybe this should tell me something.
I think it maybe should. Okay, so do you have anybody over here in the right-hand lane?
Column.
You could be customers, wellness consultants?
Yeah, not this week.
Okay. We'll be looking for some next week.
Yeah.
All righty. We need to hustle along if we're going to...
Did you send the presentation out to these kids on the phone?
If anybody didn't get one, I need to know. We also have Steve Crowfoot still here to do. And is Lainey here? Okay.
Now I'm gonna have to find out where Lainey is. She became a grandma this weekend.
Oh, Steve Crowfoot, you have a report that you're wanting to share. Here. Okay. Is there anyone else that we've missed? And is there anyone who is on the call who has not received the email at the beginning of the call with a nutritional presentation attached?
Catherine, am Mike Squire here?
Hey, there you are.
Hey there.
Sorry about that. We were a little late putting kids to bed. but I don't think we received that email.
Okay, I'll get it, and you can give your report there.
Catherine, before you give your report,
okay.
Could I call you after this call about the Chicago visit with Dennis?
I would love that. Who is this?
Linda Neustadt.
Hi, that's your message earlier. Yeah, please call me.
Thank you, Catherine.
Okay. We've had a bit of a rough week, so it's always inspiring to be on this call and listen to everybody else and their activity. We need to kick it up. We had a little accident with our 6-year-old and a nice friend to the emergency room for some stitches. But we're all good now. So this is a new week, and we're all excited about Dennis coming out for the next 2 days. And we have quite a list going here, and we hesitated on doing the whole neighborhood thing, but I think we're going to end up doing it after all because what have we got to lose? I mean, listening to everybody else and all the courage that they have going out right now, we've got nothing to lose. So thank you, everybody, for sharing.
You bet. People deserve to know, Catherine. So
yeah.
Well, that's what it's all about.
How did you approach that with your neighbor? Because we were talking about putting, you know, a wellness home, choir together, and you know, talking about our meetings the next, you know, couple nights that we'll be here at the home with Dennis. What did you do? What did you put together?
Can you hear him, Dina?
Yes.
Okay. He wanted to know. Mike wanted to know what you did. How you approached your neighbors when you went door to door about inviting them to your home. What did you say, or what did you do?
What did I say? First, I introduced myself, and
I said, I know I've been in the neighborhood for 2 years, and I'm having a get-together, a wellness home get-together, and I would love you to come because I want to share what I have. And some said yes, some were friendly, some said, no, I can't come. I mean, I've had all kinds of different responses, but I've also called my ex-boss and invited her the same way. So, and some said, oh, we'd love to come. We'd love to see what you got. So, and some say, well, I need a night out anyway. So, you know, it's just all different responses, but I'm really excited to see just what comes of it and how the perception of when they get here and they go through the wellness home. And I think that's the idea. I've got a sign out outside my door that says certified wellness home. And so I'm just excited about it. The invitation looks great. I had one of the neighbors responded to me today, and she said, well, exactly what is it? Because that's one that I just left at the door because she wasn't home. And I kind of explained it to her that way as well. And she said, oh, that should be very interesting. I will be there. You know, so that's what I'm getting. So I know you kind of told them that you were giving them information and you'd have it was kind of a little party. Didn't you say that, or did you, Pina?
Yeah, it's a party. A full women to get together and see what, you know, wellness is all about.
Yeah.
Great.
So I just call it a party because people love parties.
And I think when you hear Ruth's presentation here that she's going to go over with us right now, you'll realize the importance of going door to door. And I've heard this presentation now three or four times today, and I'm telling you, I'm ready to. I realize how badly people need to know. I mean, I've always said they deserve to know, and we owe it to them. But boy, this just validates it. Are you there, Ruth?
I am. Okay. I sent that to you, Michael and Catherine. So hopefully you've got it. I'm going to go ahead and start with it. This is just called the NutriCan Nutritional Presentation. And it is not finished, but it's a pretty good start, good enough that we used it on Saturday when we had new people here, and I think that they all got really excited about it. We had Mary Dean here, and she had given me a little input and with the need for all this, and so there is a huge need. We're just realizing more and more all the time. So the first thing that you do is do the, I recommend that you do, is a repetitive reproductive income plan to let them know that this is not, we're not just talking to them about spending some money on things because we want to earn some money, or even because they need the product so badly, because even if the people do know that they need the product badly, they are hesitant to spend. If they are already in debt, they are much more interested in earning money than they are in spending money, and they're much more interested in an investment than in spending. I have always found that it's easier to sell a whole wellness pack or a starter pack, actually, than it is a back flex or a pair of mag steps, because I talk to people about that they are about the business instead of about the product. And starting here with a second slide, because the same as the first one, like I said, it's not finished. And it's about the need to have a solid company if you are going to start your business. Now, I'm assuming that you've all seen a repetitive reproductive income plan. Is there anyone on here who has not seen it? Okay, good. So that first slide is going to be a kind of a recap, probably of the slide that shows the six levels all complete. So that we kind of recap that, and then we move into the fact that MECAN is not just solid anymore. We have a new president in the last couple of years who's just really improved our company. We were a great company before, but now with Bob Richards as our president, he's really taken the bull by the horns. If you don't have the pictures up, he's sitting there on a big horn steer and has made our company incredibly strong. And MECAN has always and still does searches the world over for the very best products available. Everyone needs these products, and they will help us to be more healthy and help us to be able to keep our health. Everyone that has seen our wellness home products wants to have a wellness home. We know that, but sometimes it's hard for them to buy all those at one time. We have the best products, and these products will help us to be much healthier and keep our health. And so we know that everyone wants to have a wellness home, but we don't know that everyone can do $5,000 all at once. But we want to talk about the importance of the nutritional products. The first thing we want to talk about is why do we need to have nutritionals? Why don't we just get our food from our nutrients from our food? Well, one of them is that we don't eat correctly. We have a good friend in MECAN, and we have a little picture drawing kind of him, and he says, "I'm a meatitarian." This guy actually says this, so every time we go out and eat, "Well, I'm a meatitarian. I don't eat greens. Just give me my MECAN green buns and my MECAN things, and I eat those instead." And so that's one of the reasons why people need to have supplements.
Don't touch your heart.
And so another one, the reason that we need to have supplementation is that our food supply, if you go to the grocery store and to get your groceries, which most of us do, there's a problem with the food supply and the nutrients that are not in what you think you're getting. These products, most of them have been grown kind of commercially. We lived on a commercial orchard when Dennis was working for Del Monte. The soil was like cement. You had to use a backhoe or a pick to dig in the ground. There were not earthworms there. The ground was just like cement. And that was because the ground had been sprayed and used chemical fertilizers and things in there. Our products have been sprayed and resprayed. They've been picked green. They've been stored. They've been transported. They've been stored again. We refrigerate them, then we cook them. And we wonder why we get sick. We're going to have another slide in here, and it's going to be about I put the label up here on the top, body warning signs, learn to listen to our body. Well, then I got sidetracked into why do we need supplements, and I forgot one of the slides, and so I put that other one in about how we'll know that our immune system is low, and that will come in. And then also this comment that Mary Dean made, who's a registered nurse, she said, "We alter our immune system by using antibiotics unnecessarily. You run every time you have a sniffle or get a sore throat or something, you run and get an antibiotic. Well, then pretty soon your immune system just says, 'Oh, let the antibiotics get it,' kind of thing." But even worse is what they're seeing now is that bacteria becoming resistant to the antibiotics. This is a really bad problem. Mary was talking about in 1970s when she first saw the flesh-eating bacteria thing, or the bacteria that were resistant to the antibiotics, and she thought then, this is going to be a real problem. With all these people using antibiotics all the time, and now she says, we're at the tipping point. We are really in danger. And the only way that we can fight this is by having a strong immune system. That's the only way. And so we're going to talk about that and about not taking antibiotics. We're going to talk about building an immune system. I think the comment, if you won't invest in prevention, what price will you pay for disease? Your life, your health, and it's our choice. Now, we're going to be talking about the need. So we're talking here about the need that we have for the products, and then also all the people that we know have this need as well. And if we show that to them, that will make the repetitive reproductive income program work. And that's why the timing is so awesome for this and for this particular business. That's why Paul Zane Pilzer says It is the time that the wellness will be the number one industry in America. It will be bigger than the internet. Well, now in the middle of all this, Dr. Naidu has, the man who has found the answer and solved the problem of toxic shock syndrome and of E. coli, has produced some other products that are, these are all lactoferrin products. They are natural in our body, but they diminish in our body. He calls them replenishment products. And he has chosen Mecan to market these revolutionary products because of the mission of our company, the mission of our people, and our mission attitude, and the fact that we are out here to really change the lives of people. It is our privilege and opportunity to introduce Dr. Naidu's products. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce a couple of those, which are beyond basic. They come even before the basics, I think. This is because replenishment products are something nobody's ever even heard of before. It's a new concept, actually. So lactoferrin gold, 1.8 was his first one. This is the sixth slide if you're trying to follow along. Lactoferrin is a basic building block of life. And if you think of your body as a big factory complex, lactoferrin is the transportation system, the UPS, the FedEx. And so it moves the things around. And if you don't, if our truck system in the United States falls apart, that's when everybody doesn't have their products. And boy, how would you just can't get along without your transportation system. And that's true in our body as well. Everything falls apart if you don't have a transportation system. And so the lactoferrin is where that part of our transportation system is, the lactoferrin. And also, in addition to that, the lactoferrin will get rid of the bad bacteria. It's the first line of one of the first lines of defense. So, and if you have that immune system built up and with that first line of defense, then the bad bacteria that come in your body, like even the mutant ones, your body can get them in a way that the antibiotics would not be able to. So it's really important that everyone be taking this lactoferrin on a regular basis. And also it strengthens the good bacteria, so especially like in our intestinal system. And just about any place that there's fluid in our body is where lactoferrin is needed. It encourages production of the body's natural defenses and supports the intestinal system. So lactoferrin is really important. It's about number one on our list of the first thing you need to take. Then we have the osteoden, the next product that Dr. Naidu has produced for us, and it's a revolutionary formula for bone health. Well, we have to have healthy bones, or it'll end up like a little picture here where the lady is standing straight and gradually becomes more slumped and ends up in a wheelchair. But we also, so we have to have our bones stay strong, but our bones are also our mineral bank. And are needed and have to be transported to all of our body to have it run correctly. Just one moment. I'm going to mute whatever those little noises are, hopefully.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay. So in addition to having a strong bone system, we have to be able to have our lactoferrin go to the bank and be able to get what our body has called for and get it to your heart or to your brain or to your joints or to your digestive system, or you just can't work properly. Just like the stores would shut down and the factories would shut down, if our transportation system was down, that's what had happened. This is another revolutionary formula for replenishment, and it's a completely natural thing, but it seems like anti-aging to me. If you are being replenished. So I'm really excited. I think Dr. Naidu is just very, very awesome and should soon be able to have Nobel Prize for Medicine. So now then, into the basics, the first basic I have, and it's slide number 8, is the Kinzen Detoxifying Cleanse. And I have that as first on the list because it isn't about what we eat as much as what we absorb, and we just really can't absorb if inside of our intestines are all butted up and clogged up. You have to be able to get those nutrients into the intestine walls. So they need to have the cleansing. We need to be able to have the toxins eliminated from our liver and from the rest of our body, go through the bloodstream and be able to have our cells dump those toxins. Might feel a little bad as that's happening, but the worse you feel, the more you know you needed it. So that detoxifying cleanse is really something to get started with. Then we have some basics. The decan greenzymes is a core nutrition, nature's most perfect food, whole body conditioning, and a green powerhouse of nutrients. They are naturally alkaline. They help your body to be alkaline. This is really important because we don't want our body to be acidic, because that's where the cancer cells grow. And we can really tell that this works, because if you have a stiff neck or shoulders or back or something and have that real stiffness, it's just painful and you can't quite turn your neck. I've done this. My son-in-law, John, has done this. I'm sure some of you have done it. When that happens, just go to the greenzyme jar, fix yourself a greenzyme drink, a couple of teaspoons of greenzymes, and I use only about a half a quarter. Stir those up, drink them down, and before I can turn around twice, I'm no longer stiff. I just think it's absolutely amazing. And then take those capsules if you're not in a hurry for it. Whatever you prefer. Have capsules and powder, and we have little packets of travel. Take to travel, and you can really things. They are just very, very nutritious. What are they? Just doesn't have an N on the end. Okay, so then we have Siaga, cardiovascular support, immune support. Siaga is a drink. You guys know that. And so I'm not going to cover it completely, but that's one of the basics. The Kinzen Men and Women's is one of the basics. These really give me more energy. So when I get that other slide that I skipped and thinking about when listening to how your body communicates, if you feel more energy when you take something, that means you need it. If you feel tired, you know that you need to have something, and that is a warning sign. Anyway, so these make me have more energy, so I know that I need them. I feel good when I know that they are whole foods complex, 19 vitamins and minerals in whole foods complex, the foundation of our nutrition regimen. We have them for men, we have them for women. Anyway, I will go through faster than you would. Decan targeted support, and here are the favorites sitting on the little pedestals right out of, I think it was a product catalog or something. Copy them in here, but boy, I didn't really necessary ones in here. We want to just touch on them each lightly so that people will know that we have them, because they have the needs for them, their individual needs, and that's how they will choose them. They will all want to choose a calcium to go with the osteodent. Then we want them to know that it's not just nutritionals. It's also nutrition for our skin, and we have a great skincare line, and that can go on auto ship. Then we have additional products that can go on auto ship, and that includes pet products, pet supplements. One of the most popular is probably the CM cream that doesn't have a picture. Somebody tell me where there's a picture. And then MagStrides, comfort products, which are my favorite. I had headaches all the time before Nican, and I got that little strip, and I put it in a bandana and tied it around my neck. And then I put magnets all over my head at first, but after a couple of headaches, then I just use that strip, and I never got a headache anymore. The wrap, anything else you want on there, let me know. But actually, if you go to the auto ship and get the auto ship in the NECAN library, then it does tell you the listings that you can get on auto ship, the filters and all those. But I don't think they need to put everything on here. So, and that's about it. So then we'll have to figure out what the clothes. My clothes has always been signing out the packet. Here's the packet. Here's where you sign up. Here's where you get the auto ship. If you have any questions, let me know. That's about it.
Okay, Ruth, I have a question. This is Mary Lou, and maybe other people can benefit from it too. With all this the very most important of these nutritionals to get people using? Would that be the Ciaga and Ciferin?
Yeah, that lactoferrin I still think is number one because
okay.
it actually attacks the bacteria right away. And actually, if you have a sore, then you can put that lactoferrin, open up the capsule and put it right on there. That and the Greenzymes, you can put them on there, make a poultice and put a bandage over it for overnight, and it will kill it right there.
Good. Okay.
Maybe I'm not supposed to make that claim, but I've had it happen and more than one time.
Okay.
Dennis just did it, actually. Then the Ciaga, the immunity, we will want to have, and the fruits and vegetables and the Kinzen. Well, you want to be strong. You want to have a strong immune system. You want to be able to, and of course, if you want to be able to absorb those better, you're going to have the water.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are recommending that people get the starter pack, especially if they're wanting to do this reproductive, that they get that starter pack as soon as they possibly can. I never remember what's in these packs, but I have to have that water.
The water is there.
Yeah, I think it's the aquaphor, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't you get your choice?
Oh, here it is, right here. My list. Starter pack. Yeah, there's lots of choices. Yeah, you do get a choice. Whatever one you want. So you have that. You wouldn't have the sleep system, which is really important also. And I think probably not always have the nutrition in the starter pack. Talked to Bob the other day. I said, there. We want them to go on auto-ship. So put auto-ship in it. Okay. Any questions, any comments, if you have any suggestions, let me know what they are right now.
Everybody
oh,
there?
I know.
You muted them all.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
We're all rude. We're all screaming.
We're pretty quiet, weren't we, Ruth?
I heard you.
We're all yelling.
Okay, guys.
Wonderful,
quiet, great.
Love it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is phenomenal. This will be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Very good, Ruth.
Oh, thank you, Margaret.
Okay.
It's got some improvement, and we will fix it. And I guess, Lance said he can take the black out of the back, and that will be easier than my doing it. I don't know if I can even get it out of this one. For some reason, every time I try to, it just discombobulates it. You have to put in a whole different background. I mean, I put black in, I can just change it to white. But this one has a thing called design in this PowerPoint. And you have to pick a whole different look, the whole thing. And sometimes I've been white.
Yeah, we'll be sure to check with Lance tomorrow on that.
Every time I put the background white, all the words turn white.
Oh, that's not good.
And then should I share with them what we're planning on doing with your two presentations Tina and I are planning on doing tomorrow night at her party?
Sure. I think that sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. We're gonna start with the RIP, Ruth's other presentation that we all saw on Saturday. And then we're going to, play with some products and show, explain people about the water and, give them the wellness home tour. And then we're going to end with, at the nutritional. We'll have the nutritional all out, and then we'll cover this. Because, like Ruth said, people get more excited about earning money than spending money, because that's really where people are hurting the worst, is in their hip pocket. She's always said that, and it took me a long time to realize that's the truth. So it made me courageous enough to talk to people about that right off the bat. So I will let you know how smoothly that runs, but I'm pretty excited about it. How's that sound, Tina?
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
Well,
I just want to make sure I have everything that we need.
I'll make sure after we're done with the call, I'll make sure you got it.
Okay. I have to get some stuff from Helen. She's making a artichoke dip, and her car quit running, so she can't wait to get her new car.
Okay.
So I have to go get the dip from her. Bobby on the road, but she's not very far from my house. So.
Okay, guys, does anybody have any questions or any suggestions? Okay, what an awesome team you are. We are going to go far, and especially if you get a new car. Oh, there we go. I get a little silly. Okay, so I'm going to be working on this a little bit more. And what is your in-home, Tina?
Excuse me? It's tomorrow night at 7.
Well,
yeah, 7 to 9.
Hurry up. Okay,
yeah.
I'll keep working.
I have one question, Ruth. This is Linda.
Okay, Linda.
Are you projecting this on a TV screen from a laptop?
You can do it either way. That's what we did on Saturday. Yes.
Okay.
But you can't, it depends on how many people you have.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Good question. All right. I'm off to get these finished
Thank
up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks
very much, Ruth.
All right.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Great. Appreciate you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, guys.
All right, you guys. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.